We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's nothing like skiing, man.
All right, so, Chris Dunn.
Nothing like it. That's Jim Boylan and Chuck Swirsky, bottom of the hour on The Score, brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Don't miss Coach Collins and the Cats at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season for matchups with Minnesota and Ohio State. Purchase tickets at nusports.com. I got Bovada up right now. We can make a bet. All-Star Weekend dunk contest. You can bet on Dennis Smith Jr., John Collins, Miles Bridges, three-point shootout. Steph Curry, the local boy, his brother Seth Curry, 5.5 to 1.
Wow.
Dirk Nowitzki, the long shot, the honorary all-star at 15 to 1. Damian
nice.
Lillard, 10 to 1. But Trae Young in the skills contest. What do you want? I'm here for you. By the way, I found an over-under. 310 points.
Okay, I wasn't off by too much. 310. Let's go over.
Let's go over. Okay. Let's do it.
$10.
$10.
$10. Yeah.
The minimum. I'm gonna put in a decent sized bet with my own guy on Steph Curry to win MVP. At 8 to 1, my site has it at.
Really?
8 to 1. LeBron and Giannis as the captains are higher odds at 5 to 1. But Steph Curry,
yeah,
hometown guy in Charlotte.
Sure, but he's got motivation to win. Giannis has motivation to win. He's trying to make an MVP statement. So
yeah.
That would go, you know, for the season, not for the All-Star game. So that would not look bad on his resume, just so more people might. Oh, man.
When I was there in
betting on the MVP of the NBA All-Star game.
I've done it 16 consecutive years in a row.
Good for
you. Which is consecutive in years in a row is a little redundant.
Thank you.
When I was there in Cleveland in 97, Glenn Rice set the record for most points in a quarter in an All-Star game with 20. So he won the MVP.
Glenn Rice.
Yeah. You know, a little fun fact for you.
How many have you won of the 16?
Not many, but a few.
Three, four,
yeah, probably
six.
I won.
Best odds, do you remember?
I won Kobe at probably like it was like 6 to 1.
Went on a limb that year.
I don't normally go out on a limb. It's not you got to take a starter because the starters usually finish the game, and then you should take anyone who's got insane competitive drive. Like Russell Westbrook's a great bet because he doesn't really know how to play half speed. So if Westbrook is a starter, he's a good bet.
What are his odds? Do you remember?
Don't worry about it.
I'm just curious. I'm not going to play.
They actually just posted on my site, so I can find it relatively quickly, I'd imagine. But yeah, I don't, it's fun. Well, you know,
sure.
Bet it fun, Mac.
Right, bet it
recreational.
Fun. Lunch money plays.
Of course.
Don't bet the college tuition money.
It's
don't
just,
bet your rent.
It's just action. It's just action. That's all it is. But some people saying the Nathan's hot dog eating contest is their guilty pleasure sports event. That's more what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The totally worthless events that you just find fun, like I do the NBA All-Star
game. Yeah, a state cornhole championships.
That would work.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a little cornhole?
I think everybody would like a little
cornhole. No one calls it cornhole here, though.
No, bags, right?
Right. Yeah. Cornhole just sounds...
Yeah.
Sounds what, Nick?
I'm very uncomfortable when people just throw around cornhole like
hey,
that.
Hey, Peter, man. Watch out for your bags.
That's true.
Go down to the...
I love Lawrence.
Of course, everyone. What a great neighbor.
I want Office Space 2. I want more Lawrence. I'm going to find out what happened.
What happens in Office Space 2?
I don't know. Think? What did Peter Gibbons do? Did he wind up, you know...
Well, I'm just saying,
shoveling crap for the rest of his life.
We scripted Ted 3. We can come up with a good plot point for Office Space 2.
Yeah, I do it. Well, you know, we're going to go Office Space when we finally make the move. I would like to invite you guys to go with me. It is time. Now, you're not a coffee drinker, so you don't have the contempt that Shep and I don't know if Shep has it as much as I do, but for that coffee machine next to the refrigerator, I want to go all Michael Bolton on it and take it out to an empty field and beat the crap out of it with hammers.
I'd be fine with that. I drink it because it's there.
Right.
But that coffee is, one, that thing's...
That carafe has caked on stuff in it, and often it flakes off into our coffee. So I would like to dismiss it from its existence when we move down the hall. It will not be going with us. You know, put a half. I can get us a half a stick of dynamite for the carafe to blow it up.
How much does a nice coffee maker cost?
I don't know.
A nice one, 80.
Also, I mean, just why don't we just solve this problem?
Well, we are going to solve the problem. That's not going to stop me from going all Michael Bolton.
No, I understand.
Da am effer. Da am effer.
Sorry, I'm just enjoying my nice Keurig coffee, courtesy of Mitch, who brought us a nice new Keurig a few months back. Still in great shape. Nice. I would suggest that in the meantime, boys. Find yourself some K-Cups you enjoy. Bring them in.
K-Cups.
Yeah, but this one's free.
Keurig from downtown.
This what you mean the coffee?
The one in the hallway, yeah.
Yeah.
Is entirely free. I don't have to buy my own K-Cups that way.
Yeah, but if you bought a new coffee maker, the coffee would still be free.
Yeah, and I've offered my Cafe Bustelo K-Cups to you guys all the time. No takers here.
I'll try it. That coffee that's free, I guess you could call it coffee. It's
like 5-year-old cheddar or 10-year-old cheddar.
It's no bargain.
In a pinch, it's fine.
Yeah, it's no bargain, but it's more the vessel from which it's being served that disgusts me.
That's the
problem.
Thank
goodness it's not translucent. If that were a glass carafe, we'd never drink out of it. We would never drink out of it if we could see it. Oh, my goodness, it's awful.
When do you think the last time it was cleaned was?
I rinse it, but I don't know if anybody
rinses
it.
I don't think there's dish soap there, is there?
There usually is.
Is there?
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Well, and then some brain surgeon always winds up leaving the basket sitting in the sink. You know what's in the sink? Lots of germs and bacteria.
Yeah, but there's also water and soap in there. I always thought that kind of canceled it out.
Well, if you just leave it in the unit, you don't have to worry about it getting all schmutzy.
I spent 25 minutes scrubbing that damn thing like a washerwoman.
I can't wait for my show with that man.
Is that next week?
Next week. Next Wednesday.
Wednesday, huh? Now, Wednesday morning after Tuesday night?
I assume.
Or Wednesday night into Thursday morning.
Wednesday night into Thursday morning.
Okay. So, and you're working Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be here Thursday, too.
Oh, yeah.
Not just with Les.
No, I'm going to do our show Wednesday.
That's what I thought we were agreeing to.
Yeah, do our show Wednesday. Then Wednesday at midnight, I'll go on with Les, do 5 hours, probably go home and sleep, and then come back. And
you're going to be so pleasant next Thursday.
That's right. That's right. Book a few guests. We'll be fine.
Sorry for putting it out there, Shep. Book a few guests. Line it up.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Book a few guests. Explain that.
Well, just, you know.
Throw you a life,
hell, yeah,
life
right.
raft here. Get, I mean, that
can't
wasn't
lean
part
on
of
your
bet.
Two guard for one day?
No, well, of course. Listen.
Shep, fill it with guests. I might be tired. I don't want that old bastard.
Make sure they're not talking White Sox and not too much hockey. If it's Mark Lazarus, we'll get back to football in 10 minutes.
Danny, make sure we have plenty of Theo sound available. I'm
always
not going to have the energy to speak all 5 hours like I typically do, so let's have something on which we can rely.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what most people think if they listen to this show, that I speak all 5 hours. But yeah, whatever you want, I'll be ready to go.
Cool.
With no coffee, with no stimulant, maybe a five-hour energy.
You guys haven't had a conversation yet as to what type of show you're going to do?
I don't
you? Will you? Or are you just showing up?
I don't plan to.
Yeah.
If he wants to, I'm just going to follow his
lead. I don't
know.
I've not ridden sidecar with Les ever in my life. I don't know how he approaches his pregame.
We should ask Les to come and join our noon meeting for his show that night. Kill two birds there.
I'm available for any sort of pre-production that he needs. I think it's and for that you suck Wednesday night, so I'm looking forward to participating.
How about that?
I'll have some nominees. I'll be ready to go. It'll be glorious.
Julio will be here to educate you on the music of the Doors.
Yeah, I think
if you so are
I think
inclined.
Chris Dickens is going to be producing.
Chris Dickens.
Yeah, so we'll.
I was told there's going to be two producers for the first time in a long time on the overnight shift, if not ever. So
you're kidding.
Yeah.
But I just would like to point out that's not my request. It's not me being high maintenance or anything like that.
Studs will be there. He'll be one of the two.
Studs will be there. Lovely.
So you're telling me between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. every day, it's less than one other guy?
It's a tough job, man, because a lot of the audio is still coming in. You got to get those cut sheets out. Those guys bust their keisters in the overnight.
There are bathroom breaks or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Tanny and I did it, we had David Stein overnight. tell me something good in your life. So we'd go cut audio then and do whatever we had to then, but it was all sporting news.
Did you guys both produce for less?
For overnights.
I did not.
Okay. I didn't think so.
I was off that by the time he came back.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. Gotcha. So you, yeah. But you did the overnight shifts.
Overnight shifts, yes. It was different overnight programming at the time we did it.
I understand. For how long did you guys do those hours?
Probably started.
It was on and off a lot, which is the problem.
Yeah, so
we didn't have a whole lot of new hires coming in. Like we were, Shep and I were pretty much the new guys. And then our overnight guy, his name was Marcus, he was pretty much the guy. It worked for his schedule to be there every night overnight. And when he left, then they had a rotation of guys. And then that kind of threw off everyone's body clock a little bit. So
those hours are terrifying.
This is scaring me about my future.
You're never going to do that shift.
Hey, 5 or 6 years from now, if that long, say, all right, kid, time to be put out to pasture.
Well, it wouldn't get you back to middays before that, though, like you always said.
Yeah.
No.
No one believes that you're coming in with the F-150 to do overnights.
If it's that or, you know, not be a part of something, it would be that. I've worked midnights before, in this business and in another business. I loved midnights.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I was 18.
Right.
19, 20.
I will say doing overnights and staying up for the overnight is a lot easier than getting up for that morning drive thing.
Yep. I've done them both. He's right. You can get up at 7 o'clock in the evening, and the sport that's right there for you. Have your coffee, and the games you're going to be talking about in 4 hours are right there. You got all that prep time, and you go home and go to bed. Or go do something. Go play golf. Not today, but...
Well, yeah, right, of course.
Old man Winter is back today.
Yeah, it's cold out there.
I laughed at him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Put him back down?
I went all Boggs on him from Shawshank Redemption. You know the scene when he gets Andy the second time?
Of course.
And he says, because old man Winter, it was 45 here yesterday. I'm not going to need you to hit the
ball. Give Danny the break sign.
He's like, get him out. White knuckle this show, please.
You fight, old man Winter. It's better when you fight.
Oh, there it is. The real Matt Foley at 4 on the score.
Richard, is this your coat?
Don't do it.
That guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
Don't.
That guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
Take it off. I'm serious.
Richard, what's happening?
Posthumous happy birthday to the great Chris Farley, who would have been 55 years old today.
Born in Madison, Wisconsin, the characters he portrayed, and in particular that soundbite Tanny picked right there, the characters he made so famous for having a self-deprecating humor, all a very huge part of his sadness and self-loathing that he looked like that, even though he played it off on television and in film like he was okay with it. It tortured him.
Yes, it did. It was he was an icon. He was a larger-than-life personality who I just learned today, reading about him, just rereading some stuff about him. There's audio of him doing the voice of Shrek. He had done 85% of the lines, and he was going to – the part that went to Mike Myers was going to be Chris Farley's if he hadn't died.
Yeah, I didn't know that until today.
We have some of the audio here.
Nothing like a fire and a noble romantic mission to warm the cockles of your heart.
Yeah. I like my cockles room temperature, thank you very much.
Hey, if you're not doing this for cockle warming, why are you doing it?
Simple. Fartwad gets his princess, I get what I want.
Which is? Now, come on, what do you want?
I don't have time to set it to music.
So that's Chris Farley working off Eddie Murphy in recordings of Shrek.
I'd love to hear the whole thing in context. You know, when you hear somebody cover a song you like the first time, you're kind of, ooh, what's that? That's
right.
This is not my usual song. This is not my beautiful house. And that's kind of how I felt listening to that for the first time.
Yeah, well, it struck me as odd too, but it also made me think, okay, so he's in that Adam Sandler orbit, so he would have been in all of those Sandler friend movies. He would have been the voice of Shrek, which turned into one of the highest grossing animated movies ever. Mm-hmm. And he had the movies that have aged into cult classics, and he had his own starring vehicles. Chris Farley would have been one of the biggest names in comedy.
It sounded like he said to me, well, I think he was, don't you? When he died, I think he already was.
I guess I meant more in terms of commercial success, right? Like Adam Sandler today is worth over $300 million. You know,
yeah.
That he would have had that type of career trajectory. I mean, that Mike Myers role is iconic.
The character from Shrek, who was played by John Lithgow, Lord Farquaad, I thought I heard Farley call him in that soundbite Fartwad. Is that what he called him?
Yeah.
He called him Fartwad. I like that.
That's not bad. That's a deep cut, too, for Shrek. Well done.
Lord Fartwad.
So you and I... So,
what exactly is a Fartwad? There ought to be one.
What's a jagweed? I mean...
It's a synonym for a word I'd rather say, but they don't let me. So that's it calls attention to the stupidity of both the word I choose and the fact that we can't say the syllable that ends in off.
Right. So you don't think I guess I was saying that fartwad maybe will also be a synonym for jagweed, which would be a synonym for
it could be.
You know what I mean? Yes. Just that type of
my
thing.
My favorite stupid insult is F nugget.
It's a good one.
I love
it. Doesn't mean anything, but it's good.
I use it every night driving home on the Ford.
How were you a big SNL guy?
Oh yeah, I had several flirtations with. Yeah, I loved Farley's work in Saturday Night Live. I take departures from it when it goes through casts that I'm more fond of than others, but haven't been the last couple years.
Yeah.
I'm not on board the last couple of years, but Farley with Paul McCartney is one of my favorites. I loved seeing him do that. I loved Matt Foley.
And the real Matt Foley is a priest and pastor in Arlington Heights. He'll be joining us at 4 o'clock.
He'll be standing by. So I loved all of his stuff on Saturday Night Live. Sure.
Yeah,
that was my wheelhouse right there. Growing up in the 90s, Phil Hartman, Chris Farley, Chris Rock, David Spade, Sandler, like that was Michael Myers. That was my lane right there for comedy. I enjoyed it so much, especially with Robert Smigel and Bob Odenkirk writing a lot of it, and the obscure stuff like the guy who plays Mr. Belvedere Fan Club. It's probably my favorite SNL sketch ever. A little too long to play here, but one of my other favorites with Farley and Sandler is where they play an old married couple and Farley's reading the Zagat Guide and Sandler just wants to die.
Maybe we can all find a place to go in our Zagat's New York restaurant guide. Let's take a look together.
Dear God, here we go.
Emilio is the place for Italian food. Service is family style, and you'll just love that zesty meat sauce.
Somebody shoot me now!
And like the faces he's making to the camera after he reads each restaurant description, it's funnier and funnier every time.
Just one of the most brilliant physical comedians ever.
Yes, and I am not drawn to slapstick type comedy too often, but he did it better than anybody in the 90s. I don't think there was anybody close.
No. I mean,
it's not funny when most people come out, run on stage and do a header, as he did when I saw him live in Phoenix at the Super Bowl in 96.
Oh, you saw him live?
Yeah, we all did. The entire score staff. That's where Jigs blew out his second chair.
Okay.
At the Farley Show. One on the airplane on the way to Maricopa County and one at the Tonight Show with Leno. Farley was the guest the night we went.
Oh, that's awesome.
And when he comes out from the curtains and runs full speed and just does the header and slides across, it's like, okay, I'm in. This is why I came.
Sandler says he's the funniest dude in the whole crew, that he was the funniest guy of all of them.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that. It translated, man. He was a funny person who was tortured.
Absolutely. And someone who helped deal with his battles with addiction. It's the inspiration for the character Matt Foley. He would travel with him on his anniversaries of sobriety. They attended mass together, and he presided over his funeral and Chris Farley's brother's wedding after his funeral. The real Matt Foley going to join us to tell some Chris Farley stories coming up on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.